God wants to do something miraculous in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 34, 17, beginning, it says, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Everybody say all. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Everybody say many. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. And the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Amen. That's pretty good promises from God here today. Amen. Let's turn to Acts chapter 4 and 29. Amen. Verse 29, it says, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. Amen. I want a holy boldness to come upon us today. Amen. Hallelujah. Where we can let the power and the Holy Ghost flow freely. Amen. That there could be a demonstration of the Spirit of God. Amen. Something can happen in somebody's life today. Amen. John, let's pray. Lord, we ask you right now to minister in this place, Lord. We ask you to just come down in this place and do what you do, God. We know that you're the creator of all things, God. You're able to go into the heart, Lord, and do work in our lives, Lord God. You're able to help us, Lord, to believe more than we've ever believed, God, and have faith more than we've ever had faith. God, we pray today that you will touch every soul, every mind, every spirit today, God, that is not of you, God. It has to leave this place in Jesus' name. God, we pray that you would sweep over this place and do miracles, signs, and wonders. Lord, we believe your word says it, God, that there will be signs following those that believe, and we're preaching it today, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. God, I believe by what we've worshiped and prayed and the presence of God is how this service has went. I believe God wants to do a miracle in your life today. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to heal your body. God wants to touch your mind. God wants to set you free. Amen. He wants to transform your life today. Amen. There needs to be a supernatural sign following us today. Amen. In the spirit. Anybody believe God can do that today in your life? Amen. He's able. He's here. Hallelujah. There is a great and mighty God among us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach to you today. You have the authority. You have it. Ethan, you have the authority of Jesus Christ in your life. Amen. You have all there is of God that he can ever give you. Amen. Sister King, you have the authority today. You have all of God's Spirit on the inside of you. When God filled you with his Spirit, amen, he gave you authority. Amen. We all have been given authority to heal and deliver anyone who is sick and afflicted. Amen. We have that ability. We have that authority in our lives. We have the power of Almighty God among us. Amen. Anybody in this place can lay hands on somebody. If you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, you got his name applied to your life. Amen. Jesus Christ has given you all the power you need. You ain't going to find any more power than there is right there. Hallelujah, because there's all in all. It's Jesus Christ in you. That's all you need. Amen. But you got to take his power and you got to believe and trust and see God do miracles in your life. Amen. Somebody sitting next to you needs a miracle today. Amen. And God has given you the power. Amen. He has given you the authority in your life to lay hands on the sick and do great exploits. Amen. You possess the power to do the work that Jesus did. Amen. John 14 and 12, it says, verily I say unto you that he that believeth on me. Anybody believe here today? Amen. I think so. We go beyond believing. Amen. We go beyond believing. Amen. We don't stop there. We go to the water in repentance and baptism in Jesus' name and receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost and live a holy life and try to walk and do the things of God is asking us to do. We go beyond belief. He said, the works that I do shall he do also. You do also. Amen. And greater, listen to this. And greater works than these shall he do. Hallelujah. It's time to wake up, church. It's time to wake up that God is going to use you in greater things than he did while he walked upon this earth. Amen. He healed people. Amen. He raised the dead. He caused blinded eyes to see. Amen. He did miracles in the fish's mouth. Amen. With finance. Amen. God is a miracle worker and you have him on the inside of you. And he said, greater than these shall ye do. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. You're going to do great exploits. Hallelujah. You're going to do the impossible. Amen. Well, you could say, well, Jesus walked on water. Yeah, well, so did Billy Cole. He stretched his hand out and the waters parted. Amen. God can do anything if we believe and we trust and we come to the realization of just who it is that we have within us. Amen. We got the most power in all the universe inside of us and he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Start thinking of something right now that's impossible. God can do it through your life. Because why? Because he's in you. Hallelujah. You are a living, walking, breathing God, Jesus today. I know you don't believe that. Who, me? Me? I'm God? Jesus said that he is in you. Amen? That means you have authority that he gave you. Amen. He gave you authority to act upon his power. Praise God. He's in you. Amen. God said he would not leave us comfortless. Amen. That he would come to you. He did that. God has come, I believe, to everyone in this room here. If you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, lift your hands. Amen. Yeah, everybody here has got the power. Amen. You've got the authority that lies within the kingdom of God. Amen. He has given you power. Has anybody, we know we have the Holy Ghost and we have his power. We've got the blood covering our lives. Amen. And God is doing great things through us. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, you ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. God wants to do greater things. Amen. Greater things than what you read in this word. Amen. There's some pretty miraculous things in this word. Amen. But God is saying that you have the power to do greater. You've got the power to do greater things. Amen. We got to start possessing what God has given us. And we got to start claiming what the Holy Ghost has for us. Amen. We've got to start believing it as it is going to happen. Hallelujah. You received it just like Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul did. Amen. He received the power of God in his life, and God did miracles and signs and wonders through this man. You have never been the same since you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You never have been the same. Amen. You can't do the things you used to do. Amen. You don't go the places you used to go. You don't act the way you used to act. I'm here to tell you, you got something inside of you. It's dunamis. It's powerful. It's the power. It's the Most High God is in you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God Almighty has come to you. And now you are a God-man walking. Come on, shake yourself. Shake yourself this morning. Come on, say, you're a God man walking. Is he not in you? Is the Holy Ghost not inside of you? Amen. Or is this just a fairy tale? Amen. Come on, God is in us. Amen. The Spirit of Almighty God dwells inside of us. We got authority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God Almighty has come inside of you and wants to allow you to do greater things than he did. Amen. Come on, we just got to start rearranging our mindset and start believing that we can do some things that we are not even thinking of yet. Amen. And we might be thinking of some big things, but he says you can do beyond those things. Hallelujah. But you got to trust. Got to believe that he's in you. Amen. He's either in you or he's not. Come on. Come on. Let's get real today. Let's get real with what we got a hold of. We got a hold of the power of Almighty God, and we got to start acting like we got that power. Amen. We got to start believing that Jesus Christ can do it. His word says it. Let's start putting him to the test. Praise God. Galatians 3:27 says, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have what? What? Put on Christ. Amen. When you went down in the water in Jesus' name, you didn't just do some kind of ritual. You literally put Christ's authority on your life. Amen. You put the most powerful thing you could ever dream of in your life and upon your life. Amen. You have the authority today. It's time to tell the devil, get out of my life. Get out of my life. I've got the power. I've got God in my life. You're not ruling and reigning in my situation right now. I'm going to speak his name over this situation. And you are going to flee, devil, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I possess Almighty God. He is on me. Amen. And he gave me some authority to do great things. You are Jesus walking today. Hallelujah. Can't say it any other way. You have Jesus. Amen. We have his name. He is in us. He is, when we walk around, people ought to see him. That's right. Amen. They ought to know, hey, there's something different about you. Hey, there's the way you act on that. You don't act like nobody else here. Amen. That's what you're dealing with, brother. You don't act like nobody else there. God, they see something different in it, and it grits on the heart of the sinner. Amen. Because they don't like change. They don't like people that are different. Hallelujah. But we got the difference. Amen. We got the power that they're looking for. They just don't know it yet. Hallelujah. We got the power. Amen. Hallelujah. You got holiness in you that God wants to put a boldness of authority in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to wake up and realize, man, just what you got a hold of. Hallelujah. If we could just get a picture of what we really got a hold of today, God would do some miraculous things in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to get the devil out of your mind and tell him that you can't do anything for God. I'm here to tell you he's in you and he can do anything. Hallelujah. There's nothing God can't do. Luke 4:18 says the Spirit, this is what's in you. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. You might say, well, that's God. That's God. He stood that and said that in the temple, but is he not on you? Is he not in you? Did you not put him on? Amen. His Spirit on your life, he's in you. Amen. You are a walking, breathing Jesus today. Amen. You possess all the authority and power that you need to lay hands on that boss at work that's sick. And God touch his body. Amen. You are a walking Jesus. Amen. Act like it. Hallelujah. Some of you aren't believing me. Amen. I don't know what else to tell you. You got the power. Amen. You got the power. It's in you. You got the ability. Start walking in that authority. Amen. Start believing that God is going to do a miracle through you, greater than you read about in this word. Amen. Maybe we just need to forget about some things here that he's done and start believing for greater things. Amen. Start saying, God, we're going to challenge you to do some exceedingly abundantly above all things, God. Oh, right now in my life, God, I need a miracle. God, I don't read of that miracle in this book, but here I need this right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I proclaim it in Jesus' name. Power in your life. Amen. We've got to start commanding that disease to leave our bodies. Amen. You got to start commanding God to do some things. Amen. Command him to do some things in your life. Amen. Start commanding those that are bound to be set free. Hallelujah. That you're connected with, that you know are bound in sin. Amen. Start speaking the name of Jesus in their life and ask that devil to let go of them and tell him to get out and flee and set them free in the Holy Ghost. You have the authority today in Jesus' name. We must get a picture in our minds that we are filled with the Spirit. Are we not? Amen. Is there any more that we can get than his Spirit? Amen. We have his Spirit inside of us. He wants to show the world who he is. Amen. And you are the vessel. You are the one that God has given that authority to. And he wants you to believe it and start using it. We must get it in our minds, get it in our hearts, and just start doing it. Either we possess the power or we don't, Brother Martin. Either God's a healer or he's not. Either God can heal your disease or he can't. Come on. I'm proclaiming today, God, you can either do it or you can't. It's up to you to show who you are. I believe you can do anything. And I'm here today to proclaim that you are Lord and that you can do it, God. I'm trusting in you today. But we've got to come to the realization either we got it or we don't. Amen. Or we just need to go golfing or something and just forget it all. Amen. Either we got it or we don't. Amen. We got the power. Amen. Girls, you got the power. Go to that school and proclaim it to them. Amen. Don't be fearful. You got the Holy Ghost. You got the power of God in you. Men and women, God's given you authority. Use it. Use the authority. Speak to that mountain in Jesus' name. God will do it. We have the power inside of us. We just gotta start proclaiming. Amen. Hallelujah, church. It's time to stop letting our doubt silence who we really are. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cast out fear and doubt. Amen. Fill it with God's presence. Fill it with God's mercy and just trust God. Amen. When somebody says, man, I'm just not really feeling good today, don't say, oh, well, I hope you go to the doctor. You are the great physician. You are the great physician. Can he not heal? Can he not heal headache? Can he not heal a cold? Can he not heal little things? Amen. Can he not heal cancer? Can he not heal heart disease? Amen. God has given you the authority to say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have that authority today. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to start acting like God. Amen. Did when he was on earth. Amen. He didn't back down to nobody. He didn't back down in fear when somebody was coming against him. He stood there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. He stood there and proclaimed his name and stood for who he was. Hallelujah. He's in you. You have that authority to do what he has done and greater. Praise God. I hope I'm encouraging you today to really understand what it is you got a hold of. Amen. I don't care how many times it doesn't happen. Don't stop. Don't stop praying for somebody. Don't stop believing for somebody. Just keep believing God. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. We just got to start believing like we never have. Amen. Get a little sloppy agape with our belief and start praying and believing God for anybody to be healed. Amen. Maybe it's time we start asking somebody, can I pray for you? Is there anything you got in your life that you need God to do? Amen. Just let me pray for you. I know God is a healer. He's inside of me. Amen. His spirit is in me and he said greater things would I do. Amen. That's faith. That's believing. God can do a miracle. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 21. And all things are of God. And who hath reconciled us to him by Jesus Christ? And hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he that made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. There's a word in there. Oh, ambassador. You're an ambassador. Anybody know what that is? I'm going to tell you, it's a diplomatic agent of the highest rank, accredited to foreign government or sovereign as the resident representative of his or her own government or sovereign, or appointed for a special and often temporary diplomatic assignment. You are on nothing more than a diplomatic assignment from the throne room of God. Amen. He has assigned you to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He has assigned you to preach to the brokenhearted. He has assigned you to spread the gospel. Amen. God has given you a diplomatic assignment today. You have all the authority, as just as if he was right there. Because he is. Amen. He is in you. You have the authority today. Amen. You have the authority to believe for the miraculous. Amen. We don't have to start, you know, just cower in fear. Hey, oh, we just can barely make it through the week. Oh, God, you know, the devil's just, he's doing all kinds of stuff to me. No, stand up and say in the name of Jesus, I'm going to make it. I'm going to walk in the Spirit all week long. Amen. I don't care what comes against me because God's going to deliver me from it. Amen. God's going to take me through it. Amen. God's going to help me get all the way through this situation. He delivers us out of all of our situations, all of our problems. Amen. You have a hope. Start believing who you are. Start walking in the authority of who you are. I wish I could convince you to understand you're a walking Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray for the sick. Pray for those that are diseased and hurting and broken legs and lame. God can restore it. Amen. God can bring it back. Amen. God can do a miracle. Amen. Believe God that He's in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Stop allowing the enemy to tell you that you don't possess any power. That's a lie. Amen. You have the power. If you've got the Holy Ghost, you've spoke with tongues, and God has filled you with His Spirit, and you've been baptized in the name of Jesus, that blood is applied to your life, and you get up every morning and you ask God to let that blood flow afresh and new every day. I'm here to tell you, that's all you need. Amen. His Spirit is in you, and you got the power. Amen. You just got to start believing, and you just got to start doing what He sent you to do. Now if the ambassador doesn't go where he's told to go, if he doesn't do what he's told to do, the power is useless. Amen. If you refuse to do what God is calling you to do, why are you even here? It's useless. The power is useless. Amen. But if we will put it to work, and if we will trust God, that God, I'm going into this hospital, and this person's in really bad shape, but I don't care what kind of shape they're in. Your word says they shall recover. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to proclaim you. I have the authority to speak over that situation, to speak over that job, to speak over that family. Amen. Hallelujah. God will do it. Amen. We gotta face the adversary and proclaim who we are. Hallelujah. 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 I'm here to tell you the adversary knows you're coming already. I'm here to tell you that. He's pretty sensitive to the presence of God. Amen. When Jesus stepped on the shore, that maniac, that one that was stripping himself, and they couldn't tame him. They couldn't get him under control. It was the moment Jesus stepped on the shore, that man stopped what he was doing and ran and worshiped Jesus at his feet. I'm here to tell you the devil's got the power to understand that Jesus is in control and has the authority. Amen. And they know it. Amen. I'm here to tell somebody here today, get a hold of what they have at least. Why, my goodness, why don't we understand that God wants to do miraculous things in our life? Amen. God wants to heal our bodies. God wants to touch our minds. God wants to set us free. And He's doing great and mighty things among us. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in His mercy. There's power in His anointing. Everything we have is in Jesus. Amen. You've got the ability tomorrow. Right now, today, after we leave this service, someone's in need. Amen. You can sense it in your spirit. There's a need in this person's life. Something is happening. Thank you. It's a new gadget. It's got a mind of its own right now. But God is in your life. And if we can get a hold of that, I'm here to tell you we're going to start seeing miracles. We're going to start seeing signs. We're going to start seeing wonders. The reason we don't see them is because we don't believe it. Yeah. and we're not acting upon it. Amen. When's the last time? I want you to raise your hand. When's the last time you laid hands on somebody and prayed for them? There's one, two. Get my point? You got the power, but if you don't possess and do something with the power, it's just as if you don't have it. Amen? The reason you don't see God do the miraculous is because you're not proclaiming it and you're not telling who you are. Amen? You're not saying that I've got Jesus and I can believe him for what you need in your life. Come on, people. People need this out there, man. Their lives don't know what to do when these situations come upon them. Amen. God can do miraculous things. Amen. He can set them free. He can give them, amen, what they need. And it's in you. It lies in you. He's given us the authority to go to that foreign land. Amen. It's not an easy thing to go to a foreign land. I've been there. Amen. You know, you're there by yourself. You don't know anything. You don't speak the language. You don't look the way they look. You don't do the things they look. I get it. Didn't stop me from going. Amen. Because God has given you authority to go there and to proclaim what he has sent you there for. Amen. And if we will get out of our doubts and fears and say, God, I'm going to believe this thing. I'm going to get radical about believing this thing, the authority that I have, and I'm going to start possessing it, and I'm going to start laying hands on people. Amen. I'm going to start believing for people. I'm going to pray for people right there in the grocery aisle. Amen. I don't care what happens. Yeah. Amen. I challenge you in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I challenge you in the Holy Ghost. Be bold in your faith. Amen. Realize you got him. You got him. Amen. Let him loose. Let him loose. Let him do what he wants to do in this earth today. Amen. Start walking in the authority. Start commanding the sickness to leave. Don't ask it to leave. Command it to leave. Amen. Don't ask God, will you please heal so-and-so? I'm here to tell you, don't ever say it's not God's will. It must be the will of God that I just live this way. I'm sorry, that's not God's will. He didn't create you sick. He didn't create man sick. Sin created sickness and death and all of those things. It's not the will of God. Amen? It's not the will of God to have reoccurring things in our life all the time. That's why his word says he delivereth us many. He said, we have them. We have these afflictions, but he will deliver you out of them. Amen. You have promises from his word that says you don't have to be there. You don't have to stay where you're at. God will deliver you. Amen. I'm believing God. Amen. That he's in me and he wants to use me. Amen. He wants to be God in me. Amen. He wants to shine up big time in my life. Start walking in it. Start commanding these things to happen. Start commanding that those that are bound be set free. Amen. Start commanding your coworker that's bound on drugs and alcohol to be set free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Start commanding your husbands and wives that are not believing the truth to be, their eyes to be opened. Amen. Their blinded eyes to be open. Amen. Command it in the name of Jesus Christ that their spiritual eyesight be open. Hallelujah. We must get a picture in our minds that we are filled with God's Spirit. Amen. He is in us. He is. That's all we need. Hallelujah. You got it. You got the power. Hallelujah. You got the power. Say, I got the power. I got it. Amen. It's time we stop letting things steal it from us. Amen. I don't care if it doesn't happen the next 18 times you pray. You still got it. Amen. Amen. Keep praying. Keep believing God. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the, that I read, I read, I've been there. I'm trying to find my place here. God has given you the authority. We need to understand the authority that we possess. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just as God was standing there telling that person to be healed. Amen. Maybe you need to start asking that when you pray for somebody. Do you believe if Jesus was standing right here that he would heal your body? And let them proclaim what God is getting ready to do. Amen? God is telling them to be delivered. God is telling them to be healed. God is telling them to be set free. Amen? Hallelujah. Start believing. Start proclaiming it. You have the authority. In Jesus. Amen. He has given you the authority today to walk in the power that he is. I wish I could convince you to understand that you are a walking Jesus in this place. Stop allowing the enemy to tell you that you don't possess any power. Please stop. You've got the power. Amen. You've got the authority. In Jesus. Amen. Who's going to be embarrassed if it doesn't happen? It's not my power. Yeah. I didn't say this. I didn't write this book. I believe it, but I didn't write it. I didn't speak it. But I'm saying it because you give me the authority to say it. So if it don't happen, God, it's on you. It's on you. God, I believe, and I'm going to do, and I'm going to speak the way you've commanded me to speak. And in the name of Jesus Christ, be thou healed in Jesus' name. Somebody's going to get their healing here today. Somebody has got a need that you've been asking God to minister to and heal in your body today. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is here and he's going to heal. There's a lot of them around you today. There's a lot of Jesus around you today. Amen. They're sitting all beside you. Amen. He's all over this place. Hallelujah. There's a lot of power here today. Amen. There's a lot of authority here today. Hallelujah. God wants to do it in your life. Jesus said, greater things shall ye do. Amen. Greater things. You cannot do anything if you don't start doing something. Amen. Amen. That means this week I'm going to go pray for somebody. I'm going to talk to somebody. I'm going to ask them, hey, can I pray for you right now? Amen. God has given me authority to lay hands on you, and whatever's in issue you're facing in your life, God's going to take it away. Amen. We've got to speak faith into their life, into their situation. Either I possess his power or I don't. It's the way it is. Hallelujah. I want to challenge someone to understand that you have the authority. Proclaim it. Believe God. Believe God. I wish I could get you to get it in your spirit. Amen. To get it in your mind that I am a walking Jesus, a miracle worker. Amen. You have the ability to create miracles in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. You can do great exploits. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing that I know about Scripture, Jesus did not have to go and beg people to let him pray for their disease. Does anybody show me one? Where Jesus said, please, 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 can I pray for you? I just believe that I can touch you. Didn't happen. They came to him. They came with their sickness. You know why? You know why they came? Because they were sick and tired of it. They got sick of their sickness. They got sick of their infirmity. They got sick of their blindness. They got sick of their lameness. They got sick of it, and they came to Jesus and asked him, God, can you deliver me? Can you heal me? Can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? And they did it relentlessly. Amen. We don't get our healing because if God doesn't do it the first time, must be his will. And I have this. Yeah. That's a lie. That's the devil. He's lying to you. You need to rebuke that spirit, and you need to come to him every time you got an opportunity to stand in his presence. Amen. The Spirit of God has given you the authority to lay hands on those things, and God will deliver you out of them all. Amen. It's time we start believing who we are, who we are, who we possess. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to proclaim. I proclaim, if you are sick and don't want healed, then keep your sickness. Amen. If you have a disease and are not healed yet, keep that disease. If you're broke financially or spiritually, then stay broke. I'm like God. God's in me. His authority's in me. I'm not gonna beg you to come and let Jesus heal your bodies. I'm not, Brother Pritt's not gonna bet. He got up here the other night feeling in the Holy Ghost. Somebody needed healing, and not one of us moved out of our seats. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to keep your sickness, you go right on ahead. Amen. I'm here to tell you that there's a God that can heal it today. Amen. He can set you free today. Hallelujah. His word, either I believe it or I don't. Amen. Hallelujah. His power is in this place, and we can possess it in our lives today. But if you want to keep it, there you go. I don't understand you, but there you go. Hallelujah. God is a healer. Hallelujah. God is a healer. Amen. I proclaim Jesus to you today. What are you trying to say, Pastor? What am I saying is you got to want to be delivered. Desperate people don't stop asking. Amen. Hallelujah. They don't stop asking. Hallelujah. They just keep after it. Amen. That unjust judge, that woman would not stop going to him and saying, avenge me of mine adversary. Avenge me of mine adversary. Help me. Avenge me. Kept beating on his door, beating and begging and trusting and pleading with him and asking and asking and asking. Jesus used that parable. He says, that's what an unjust, ungodly person would do. I'm not that way. Yeah. Amen. God is willing. God is willing. Amen. He is willing to heal your body. He is willing to touch your mind. Amen. But please don't stop after the first time. Yeah. Second, fourth, fifth, seventh, eighth. How many? Just keep till it's gone. Amen. Because it's not the will of God that it's in you. Amen. These altars ought to be filled if we got things going on in our lives. Amen. God wants to heal you, but you got to keep believing. You got to keep saying it's going to happen. Amen. God will do it. There's years and years and years in this old now, but body, I had pains up my legs and in my feet. Amen. Aching like toothaches at night. Amen. During the day, and I kept going to the altar when the prayer line was, when it was time, I'd go up and say, bro, I'm hurting. Can you pray for me? I'd go to camp meetings. Can you pray for my feet? My legs are hurting. All this pain. I didn't give up. Amen. I had this pain and I didn't give up. And God has healed me. I didn't even realize it, actually. It was just one day I just realized, man, I don't have no more pain in me. Amen. I'm here to tell you, don't stop. don't just come. Just believe. Just trust God. Amen. Believe God. Have faith in God. Amen. Have faith. God must want me to stop this message because he just keeps turning this thing off. So, hallelujah. We're going to stand right now and we're going to have a demonstration of the Holy Ghost. If you have a need in your body, amen. If you have a sickness, if you have a pain, if you have any issue in your life, you need the Holy Ghost, the power of God to touch you in. We're going to anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus Christ. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. God will heal your body today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God will move in your situation. God will move in your job. God will move in your family. Whatever it is, you may stand in for somebody that has a need today. Amen. And have faith that God can do it. Amen. Through you. Amen. God can do anything. Amen.
Nothing is impossible to you. I can do.
Hallelujah. Make Make yourself available. Trust God, and God will do it. But I want you to leave out of this place today knowing that you have the power, you have the authority to see a miracle in someone else's life. Amen. But he gave you that authority to take it to them, not to just go past them, not to just live next to them, but to deliver it to them so that they will be set free. Praise God. We're gonna prepare to receive an offering before you leave. Just gonna set the plates up here. In Jesus' name, bless this offering, God. Bless it to your use and your glory. God, help us to take this authority out into the streets, God, to everywhere we go, God, and really possess who we are. In Jesus' name. God bless you. If you get a report, God healed your body, tell it. Proclaim it. Let us know about it. Amen. We believe God's going to do great things.